Hey, welcome back to Live and Local. Aaron Keck here with you this hour. Especially excited today because we have got the spotlight on one of the great, great bands of the local scene, Southern Culture on the Skids. They've been around forever, since 1983. They got a new album out. Actually, last year they put out a great album called Kudzu Records Presents. Yet another new album just out called At Home with Southern Culture on the Skids, which we'll be focusing on this hour. And we are joined on the phone right now by one of the founding members of Southern Culture on the Skids. He's been making amazing music for close to four decades now. Rick Miller with us today. Rick, thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks, Aaron.
So tell us about this album. It was recorded in the middle of the pandemic, and we were talking before we started that this was your kind of the first time you've been off the road this long in forever, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, we had to cancel or postpone, I guess, reschedule 8, 9, 10 months of gigs. We booked that far out in advance. So this is the longest we've been off the road since probably 1983. And we just, making this record kind of kept us sane this whole time. It was, like I say, it was nice to be off the road and be able to work on something for an extended period of time without stopping.
How did you do it? What was the process?
Well, we had recorded a few tracks out at the main studio, the Kudzu Ranch, but we had to shut that down when the pandemic came because it was just too expensive to maintain and keep all the gear on. So I moved kind of the essential stuff to my living room. Luckily, here in Carver, we have a nice big high ceiling in our living room, and the acoustics actually sound quite good. My son had a small drum kit that Dave could play. And then we just brought all the little amps and some preamps, the acoustic guitars, some good microphones, and we just kind of hunkered down and made most of this record right here and recorded and mixed, I should say.
That's really cool. The album is out now, and it sounds fantastic as always. You can get it online now. It's out on physical copies. At Home with Southern Culture on the Skids, available now, and a lot of new stuff. Some color, some covers, some instrumentals, and some re-recorded classic Southern Culture on the Skids songs too. Right?
Yeah, we re-recorded "Where's the Moon Tonight." It was on Mojo Box, and it was pretty high production. Maybe overproduced, you might say. I always wanted to hear Mary sing this song, and I thought it would be best presented in a more of a low-key, almost not really acoustic, but just a low-key kind of living room vibe to it, which we did on this one, and I think she does a great job.
Yeah, it's such a great song, and it's one of those songs of yours that just sounds so iconic and classic, as if it's a song that's been around forever, for decades. And there's another one on this album too, which we'll actually hear in just a few minutes, Polka Dot Dress, which is original to this album. Is it?
It is original to this album.
I could have sworn I've heard this song so many times in the past.
Well, that's probably because the start of it is a direct list from 8-piece box. You know what I mean? I didn't really notice that. I go, oh, I really like that descending chromatic thing, right?
Yeah.
So, I was listening to it the other day, and I go, oh, my gosh, those 8-piece box. I mean, it's a different tone and stuff.
Right,
but
right.
The song itself is nothing like it.
Yeah.
Right? Once the song gets started, it's just that one break. So maybe that's why it sounds a little bit familiar. But it's just a fun, funky song. I said we just kind of came out with our funkiness on this record here a little bit. But it's just a fun song, and it's kind of about a kind of autobiographical, I guess. Not that I wear polka dot dresses, but that but I've known a lot of women in my life have been very fond of polka dots, and there was one in particular that I used to work with that you kind of tell her mood by the way she dressed, and you know, and I kind of had a crush on her at the time, I think. Mm-hmm. You know, so anyway, it just kind of all came out in the wash, right? Oh, and the one break in there about polka dot gravy, that comes right from my buddy Hazel Atkins, the late great Hazel Atkins from Boone County, West Virginia, the one man band. He used to, I remember taking him to Dips, and he wanted some pork chops, and he said, well, where's the polka dot gravy? And the waiter just looked at him like, what the heck are you talking about? And he just kept going, I need my polka dot gravy. And all it meant was like just gravy with a whole lot of pepper in it, right? When they finally brought him his gravy for his pork chops, he like just poured a ton of, I mean, he almost took the top of the pepper shaker off and poured it in. So that was his polka dot gravy. Spicy, hot. Anyway.
I love it. Speaking with Rick Miller, Southern Culture on the Skids, and let's hear that song right now. This is off of At Home with Southern Culture on the Skids, a song called Polka Dot Dress. Polka dot dress there, Southern Culture on the Skids, speaking with Rick Miller, and again, the new album is just out. So what is 2021 going to bring for you? You got to start getting back on the road or thinking about it here soon, right?
Well, we are. We've had, like I say, we don't cancel dates. We just kind of keep moving them as, into where we think we can play. So right now, I think we still have, some fall dates on there. I don't know if they're going to stick around or not, but I believe we still have the local dates in December on our calendar. And I'm hoping by then, things will be back to normal so that we can play locally. I think the thing that worries most about some of the club dates is social distancing,
right?
And if they can do full capacity or not, because it'll be very hard to tour and make enough money if clubs are still under restrictions as far as social distancing. Hopefully everybody will be vaccinated by then, and we can feel safe. That's important too. Hard to have fun if you don't feel safe. And the clubs that we play it's the best place to see music. Mm-hmm. The best place to see music are small clubs, right?
For sure.
Like 506, Cat's Cradle, the Poorhouse, Motor Co. But those clubs are the most affected by this, right? Because it's when it gets packed and sweaty, which is the best time to see music, and everybody's dancing, everybody's breathing, it's just difficult.
Yeah.
So, fingers crossed. I hope all the clubs come out of it okay, and we can kind of get back to it.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking 2020 for myself, really. But I don't know. Who knows? Things are moving along at a much faster pace now than they were.
Yeah. Do you remember the last show you played before the pandemic hit, before all the postponements had to happen?
Yes. We played Charlotte. We played the Visual Light Theater. And I think the day before we played Greensboro at the with the Blind Tiger, I think.
Yeah.
And that was it. And I mean, the plug just got pulled just like that. And we just had to cancel everything because we were booked through the summer. We had to cancel a tour out to the Colorado and back, and the West Coast, California, Northeast, everywhere, basically.
Well, I'm looking forward to getting out there and seeing y'all live in person again as soon as humanly possible. And I know so many other people are as well. Rick Miller, thank you so much for being with us today. And again, the album is At Home with Southern Culture on the Skids, one of two new albums that have come out in the last year. So check that out. Rick, thank you so much again for being with us. This is awesome.
Yeah, thank you, Aaron. Thank you.
More to come. When we come back, we'll have Mary Huff of Southern Culture on the Skids on the line as Live and Local continues after this. Welcome back to Live and Local. Aaron Keck here with you this hour. And this hour, we are focusing our attention on Southern Culture on the Skids. Local music legends. You could drop the local music legends, period. They got a new album out called At Home with Southern Culture on the Skids. Also released an album called Kudzu Records Presents just last year. So they've been really busy and still at home in the midst of the pandemic, but hoping to get back out on the road there soon. We already spoke with Rick Miller. Now we're joined on the phone by another one of the great legends of Southern Culture on the Skids, Mary Huff, with us on the air. Mary, thank you so much for being with
us.
Hello,
Aaron. Hello, Chapelboro. How's everybody doing?
We're doing great. Thank you so much for being with us and for this fantastic album, which I just got a chance to hear last week for the first time. It's really good. Tell us about your thoughts making it.
Well, when the world started shutting down, of course, we were thrown for a loop because all the gigs were canceled for the foreseeable future and, the bleakness of it all. And so we just put our noses to the grindstone and started making music. And we just kept working and working, and we shaped up a record. And I think it kind of reflects, it's got a little bit of the at-home vibe that we recorded it at home during the pandemic. So I think it turned out great. I hope everybody likes it.
Yeah, it really did. And I love, everyone for the last year has been talking about, oh, the world's completely different and everything's so, dark and down and depressing. And you made an album that is, true to yourself, true to the weirdness of the world and the weirdness of Southern Culture on the Skids. And it's super upbeat and it's super fun. And it's just like a breath of fresh air to listen to.
Awesome. Thank you. Yeah, we like it.
Yeah.
I think almost each song has its own special earwig. I I think it's doing pretty well, and I just hope people enjoy it.
So what are the plans for 2021? I know Rick was talking about this with Rick a couple of minutes ago, and you know, still everything's up in the air, but what are you hoping for the next nine, however many months we got left in this year?
Yeah, I guess he told you. So we just keep putting dates on the calendar, and we just keep moving the goalpost as needed. So at this point, I think we've shifted most of our 2021 date to 2022. So looking at the calendar, we're going to be pretty damn busy, and I'm happy about it. And I think, you know, there's been murmurings of it's going to be like the 20s again, and it is the 20s. Mm-hmm. And I think it's going to be a great year for music once everything starts opening back up. I think it's going to be pretty great. So.
Yeah. What are you looking forward to, like, the most about getting back out on stage again?
Just playing, the joy of playing, really. Just, you know, that's the fun part. Making a record is kind of fun, but just interacting with the audiences and seeing our fans and our friends, and yeah, just being able to get up on stage and work it out. I'm looking forward to it.
I like how you are speaking with Mary Huff, Southern Culture on the Skids. Scots.com, by the way, if you want the website, yeah. Scots. I like how you mentioned the 20s, because that's been kind of in the back of my mind for a long time, too, that, you know, back in the like late 19-teens, they were going through a pandemic, too, and then the pandemic ended, and everyone was like, all right, let's get out there and have fun, and that was what the early 20s were, and I think you're right. I think it's the same. It's going to be the same thing again.
Yep.
I'm ready
for
it.
I think it's gonna be wild.
Yeah,
hoping so.
Well, let's hear some music. My favorite song on this album happens to be the one that you wrote, which is Run Baby Run, and your lead vocals on it. Tell us about this song.
That song. Rick just had a really cool riff, and we just were messing around with it, and it just started shaping up, and just having this feel of that kind of '60s. To me, kind of a mama's and papa's vibe at first, and then just, you know, being stuck in the house for, you know, at 9 months at that point, I just wanted to get the hell out of the house and go. Run, baby, run. Get me out of here.
Well, this is off of At Home with Southern Culture on the Skids, Run, Baby, Run. Here we go.
Woo-hoo!
Awesome. That is Run Baby Run, Mary Huff on lead vocals, Southern Culture on the skids. That song is fantastic. I love that song so much.
Thanks. Yeah, it'll get you revved up.
Yeah, sure. Totally. All right. Well, the album is At Home with Southern Culture on the skids. You can check that out. It's out now, available on streaming services. Got the physical copy here. Kudzu Records Presents, the other album that came out just last year. Also, absolutely worth checking out, getting both together. Mary Huff, yeah. Southern Culture on the skids. Thank you so much for being with us. This is fantastic.
Thanks, Aaron. I love CHL, and everybody be safe, take care, and can't wait to see you again on the stage, hopefully at the Cat's Cradle in December.
Much more coming up next as Live and Local continues. More from Southern Culture on the skids. We'll have another newer one up next after this.